Radioactive Rant podcast contains explicit language. Listener discretion advised.
Here we go.
Zero filter. Zero couth. Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain.
Oh, boy.
This
is Radioactive Rant.
Yeah! Mike Tyson, he's going to fight a dude called Jake Paul. Jake Paul, he seems to me to be a straight-up douchebag.
Yeah. Okay. You could say that. And his brother, too.
Oh. Well, I don't know anything about him.
Oh. His brother?
Yeah. Or either of them.
The Pauls.
I don't know who they are. But I saw a couple pictures of him, and I hate him. Royally.
He's very punchable.
Yeah, he is punchable, isn't he?
Face. Yeah, I can't wait to see Tyson just turn him into a fucking meatloaf.
Oh, cool. Anyway, for whatever reason... This ass clown, what is it, Jake Paul, he's going to fight Mike Tyson. And I guess Mike Tyson needs some cash? Is that it?
I guess, but how, man? He's had a, you know, the world-class career of beating people up.
I don't know.
Then he had a cartoon.
He was in the movies.
He was in the movies.
Yeah.
He's got to have some cash left over.
He's 57.
Yes.
So, anyway, I hope he beats the piss out of that dude.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Nearly 60-year-old man beat the living shit out of a... how old is he?
Excuse me. That was awfully rude, but I couldn't help it. I don't know. How old is Jake Paul? 28?
27?
I just saw a couple pictures of the guy. Yeah. I don't like him.
No. But, he's an influencer. That should piss you off.
Hate him even more. Oh, I didn't know
that.
You
didn't know that?
No, I don't know. I am out of the loop.
You don't know from Jake Paul?
I don't know
and
from
his
him.
Brother.
I saw a picture of him. I don't like that guy.
Paul?
Yeah. But isn't Mike Tyson's brain just a little scrambled?
You would think so, yeah.
And my question is, does he even know he's scheduled for a boxing match?
He might not.
I'm just curious about that. But that's happening.
Yeah.
A younger guy versus an older guy. So I don't know why it transpired or how it transpired. And honestly, let's just stop. I don't really care.
Somebody's making a lot of money. That's the end of it.
P. Diddy, he's got some issues.
Yeah.
You think?
Oh, my gosh.
Holy hell. Again, elite, out-of-touch people doing whatever they want to do, legal or not so legal, except when they get busted.
Right.
And then they're shocked.
Then they're like, what? Me?
But why shouldn't they be shocked? They live a life of privilege, again, doing whatever they please.
Right.
So I guess what happened is the federal authorities, they're investigating allegations of sexual trafficking by Sean Combs, P. Diddy.
Lots of the human type of trafficking.
That's what I hear. And they raided his house. But I got to say, some of the pictures I saw, why all the military garb? That seemed a bit extreme.
Oh,
so why was that?
On the
weird,
police
right?
force.
Oh. Was there a reason for that or was it just for show?
Probably.
I don't
just
know.
All show.
But I didn't know this. He's already facing a series of civil lawsuits from several women and at least one man.
Ooh.
And he has settled out of court on a couple of them already, so there's that.
Yeah.
And of course, he's totally innocent.
So of course.
Just throwing that out there. But I was like, wow, this is going the way of what? What's the guy?
Oh,
the producer?
The island guy?
That guy too.
Oh, are you talking about the...
Yeah, I don't remember his name. Big fat slob?
Yeah.
That banged everybody?
Yeah.
So, moving on. I got a terrible throat thing. So, we'll edit this out, but give me a second. Okay. I don't have a cough button.
Where's your cough button?
See, when I was a radio genius...
Oh, I thought you were going to say
You know
God.
What? I could actually do that. Hold on. We do have a cough button.
Oh, that's right.
So, what you missed was... oh, wait. So, this podcast, Radioactive Rant...
Yes.
It's a ranting podcast, duh.
It's true.
But that is a category, okay? And I was checking out a few other ranting podcasts that are considered popular.
Oh, no.
And as always, I'm wondering after listening for a while to these, how are they popular? So we're going to go through a couple.
Oh, boy.
Because I would like to know. And believe me, our audience will chime in and say, this is why it's fabulous, because I like it. Whatever. But here's one called. Here's one called.
Bobby Brady.
Peter Brady.
Peter.
Wow.
That's right. Bobby was already.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Here's one
edit
called.
All of this out.
No, we're not. Too much work. This one we're going to listen to now is called The Nightly Rant.
Okay.
It's two hosts.
Uh-huh.
They're called Mike and Toria, T-O-R-Y-A.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to read you the plug line for their show, okay? It's the show where our insane conversations are made public for all to enjoy. It goes on.
Mm.
The Nightly Rant was the brainchild of Toria, the female.
Okay.
She noted that she and Mike, the male, would have crazy conversations that she felt everyone would enjoy listening to. So this show, I'm reading the plug line, this show gets you inside the minds of the host, Mike and Toria, and serves up an extremely unique perspective. So there you go.
Does it now.
Here's a little bit of The Nightly Rant. And they do have an opening theme song. It's really long, so take a sip of coffee and maybe have an enema.
Relax. Or a coffee enema.
Welcome to The Nightly Rant with your hosts, Mike
and Toria.
This is the show where we examine society from a sarcastic point of view.
I initially thought this was a married couple, but I don't think they are.
Okay.
If you like insane conversations, this is definitely the show for you.
You like insane conversations? Whoa.
Let's get into today's topic.
You know, we shouldn't be laughing at this. You know, they probably work really hard on it. It's awful, though.
I don't think they work hard at all.
I think they do. And I like to listen to these because it makes this podcast sound hella good.
We continually talk about how dealing with people in the public just shows us how moronic people actually are, right? Like, we talk about this all the time.
It's like the number one theme of this show. Our target audience is officially people who like.
Okay, so.
Dead air.
Again.
Dead air.
These are popular.
Mm-hmm.
Ranting podcasts.
Wait, this one's popular?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Yes. The Nightly.
What's wrong with this world?
To listen to us complain about how stupid other people are.
Yeah, and you know. It follows through in real life, too. I mean, a constant, like we've talked about Costco. We've talked about.
Okay. So I'm just trying to do a comparison, okay?
Holy shit.
All right. So there you go. Popular ranting podcast.
Fascinating.
Is it?
I'm not that shit.
I'm going to try to back off and not say how horrible these are. Okay, so this next ranting podcast is aptly named Two Ranting Dudes.
Oh, no.
And here's the plug line. Welcome to the Two Ranting Dudes podcast. We can rant about anything. Okay?
Can they?
Now, they do tons of sports themes.
Oh, man.
But I'm going to play the opening to this ranting podcast.
Yikes.
That shows up as popular, as is. So strap yourself in.
All right. Whoa.
What's up, dude?
What's up, man? How you been?
You know, same old.
Yep.
They just record themselves hanging out?
I'm just playing it, man.
It literally sounded like he opened a sliding glass door and walked into some dude's house.
Okay. Just playing it.
How are you?
Same shit.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Now, all I hear is a lot of
crackling.
Yeah, and banging, and I don't know what's going on.
Popping.
I have popping. Yeah.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
I want your thoughts on something about that. Before I go on a rant about Penn State basketball.
So Penn State basketball, because they do sports themes, okay? And other stuff, obviously.
What is with the
jingling?
The digital crackle.
I don't know, but I hear keys in the background, I think.
That's the digital marker.
I don't know what that means.
Do they need better speakers or microphones or something, a processor?
I don't know. Oh, wait.
So I went I went to the store after work. So this was at like, you know, 5 o'clock
this
or whatever.
This is unlistenable. And I'm walking down there.
This is a what popular podcast.
How?
I don't know. I'm just,
The street I walk down is a pretty busy street. There's always a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, I can't. So
what the hell?
The exercise we're going through right now is to put this one up against our podcast.
Exercise? Okay? This is torture.
So it's crazy, right? Now, I'm not really sure if this last ranting podcast we're going to listen to is all that popular.
Okay.
But it should be, because it's pretty fun to listen to.
Oh.
It's extraordinarily raw. And I mean raw. We've mentioned this podcast many times.
Our favorite.
And suggested to give it a listen, right? Suggested. Yeah.
We suggested to our audience
to listen to it.
Check them out.
It's called Rantings Radio by Nicey and Billy's Rantings. Here's their plug line. Tune in to hear our opinion, their opinions there about religion, politics, current events, and life in general. So it's Nicey and Billy's Rantings, but we have only heard one person. That's Billy.
Yeah.
Never Nicey, like ever.
I think Nicey is gone.
He always solo, this Billy guy, right? And I'm a little surprised, because we listen to it quite often because we're very amused by it.
Yes.
Right? But anyway, here's a little taste of just the opening. But see, the opening sets the stage for the whole thing.
This is true.
So here we go.
And good evening. It is Monday night.
This is real time.
You're listening to another episode of Nicey's and Billy's Rantings, brought to you by MyRadioStream.com, and I am your host, Billy. How are you doing tonight? Hope everything's gone well since last we first met. What? I'm doing good myself. Thank you.
Wait.
So let's get this show on the road.
What is happening to that microphone?
So it's crazy, right? But we listen to it all the time. Mm-hmm. Is it because it's a train wreck?
Yes.
But we like it.
It's great.
It's a perfect.
Marvelous accident.
As always, if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can email us at NICIE.
And I've said this a million times. Oh, man. There's 4,000 ways to get in touch with them.
Yeah.
And most of the links are broken.
Yes.
So you can't even use them.
The blogger link broke like 10 years ago.
It's crazy, but they go through it.
SANDBILLYSRANTINGS at gmail.com. You can tweet us or get us on Threads at NNB's Rantings.
I had to fade it out because it just goes on and on and on. So there you have it. A few podcasts that are under the same umbrella as this podcast you're listening to,
mm-hmm.
Radioactive Rant, a little comparison.
Yeah.
But I guess the takeaway here is that there are 8 billion trillion podcasts in this world, and I don't know what.
My dog even has one.
Mm-hmm. Exciting?
Yes.
No?
Very.
Okay.
Dead air?
Hey, here's good news. I went to Atlantic City for Easter weekend, right? Because nothing says Easter like being at a casino in New Jersey.
Yeah.
With the overly tattooed meth freaks, pimps. And hookers.
Yeah.
Just flew into town.
That boardwalk is just chock full of them, man.
Lady Luck was on our flight.
But it was a nice environment for Easter, the Atlantic City Strip.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Yeah.
You know, the pimps each year, they provide an Easter egg hunt.
Oh, yeah?
It's their way of giving back.
That's nice.
To Atlantic City. So you can root around for Easter eggs in the alleyways between the liquor stores, strip joints, pawn shops, rundown bars, check cashing places, and peep show joints.
Ew.
They have peep show places.
Still?
In Atlantic City. Still.
Yikes.
That is crazy to me.
Huh.
But they do. They really do.
Wow.
And you go down the strip, and it literally is what I just said. All those places, strip joints, pawn shop, bars, check cashing places, and then it starts all over. I shit you not. But the surprises that you find in the little colored plastic Easter eggs, Plan B pills and condoms. Because if we learned anything, you got to school these kids early on, right?
That's right.
So very festive. Very nice. I mean, for Atlantic City. But
happy Easter.
You know, I'm watching all the old series about gangsters on HBO.
Oh,
like
Boardwalk.
The Sopranos.
Yeah.
I'm currently muddling through Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
The one with Steve Buscemi.
Stopped watching that.
But it's interesting to me, Boardwalk Empire.
Three seasons in.
Because it takes place in Atlantic City, beginning in 1920, start of Prohibition.
Yeah.
And also because I frequently visit Atlantic City, as aforementioned.
It doesn't look like that anymore.
But I want to be like the characters on that show.
Oh, no.
Think about it. Most of them have it pretty good people? Until they're killed.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I want to start murdering people and stealing stuff. That's what they do on this show. And Steve Buscemi, that's how you say it, Buscemi.
That's right.
His character, Enoch Nucky Thompson. So he starts off as a politician.
Right.
And that rolls into him becoming a full-fledged gangster, which proves politics inevitably funnels into corruption.
What's
right?
the difference?
So it's really good to watch that show, especially when I go up there all the time. It's kind of interesting to see. I like it. I like the vibe. What can I say?
You like it. You like the violence and the crack whores and
yes,
the weird pimps, debauchery.
And the weird Easter egg hunts.
Yeah.
With the Plan B pills and the condoms. Sometimes, if you're lucky, a little fentanyl tablet.
Oh, so, yikes.
All right, here's a quick recap of what we talked about on the last podcast.
Okay.
Because we're going to read a few text messages from listeners. Most of those messages refer to the last episode. Now, on the last episode, we did go political.
A little bit.
We also slammed both the Fox News Channel and MSNBC.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So go to radioactiverant.com if you want to get in touch with us. Go to the contact page, and that's where you find out how to do that. Lucas, Evansville, Indiana, says, after hearing all the politics talk, I still can't figure out which party you dudes like.
Neither. Damn it.
Willie, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Kenosha!
I don't like it much when you guys go political. In my opinion, both parties are shit.
There we go.
We did dive deep into politics on the last episode, but I don't think we could help it at that point. You know? Nadine, Corpus Christi, Texas. I sent a link of your podcast of the vulgar comments you said about Jesse Waters to the Fox News Channel. I hope you get in trouble. Good!
Me too.
Fuck Fox News, fuck Jesse Waters, and fuck you, the end. Asher, Springfield, Virginia. Right up the road.
Oh, yeah.
All the MSNBC stuff you guys played and ragged on was fucking awesome. But it was also sad at the same time.
Was.
You say? Yeah. About the content, I mean. Ugh. Dylan, Weehawken, New Jersey. We just talked about New Jersey.
That's weird.
Dylan says, too much politics. Get back to shitting all over assholes like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
No problem. That's just easy and it's fun, too. Those are the messages.
Don't worry, man. We hope to hear from you next time.
So we talk about too many podcasts out there, right? Mm-hmm. So Travis Kelce and his stupid Jughead brother, they have a podcast.
Of course
now.
They do.
I am done. Is this going to be our last one? Because I can't take much more of this fucking bullshit.
Holy
crap. I might pull some audio. Because I heard parts of it, because Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was on their podcast.
Oh. Blah, 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 blah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck? Exactly. Why?
This is ridiculous.
I can't take much more of this shit. I mean, I'm not kidding. What the hell, man? Stay in your lane.
They don't have one.
Exactly. It's wide open to them. Let
absolutely.
Me just fall ass backwards into every fucking thing and dead, dead, dead. Okay. Yay! Let's do the Radioactive Rant Trivial Pursuit TV Trivia Cards game. And I found these cards out in the garage, minus the actual game, just the TV trivia cards from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
That's right. No board.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Nothing. Here's your first one.
Okay.
What are Wally and the Beaver's parents' first names on Leave It to Beaver? I think that's pretty simple.
Crap.
It's not simple.
Joan?
No. Ward and June.
Ward and June.
Cleaver.
I knew it began with the J.
Played by Hugh Beaumont and Barbara Billingsley.
Yes.
Here's your second one on Family Matters.
Okay.
Which musical instrument does Steve Urkel play? You got to kind of think that one through.
Oh, yeah.
The accordion.
I like how you just hit the button right away.
He played the accordion.
That's right.
He would come over to the Winslows' house, play the accordion, and it drove him crazy, and that's probably why. Here's your third one. What was Gabe Cotter's wife's name on Welcome Back, Cotter? I had such a crush on her when I was a kid. Kind of hard.
No.
Julie.
Julie?
Yeah.
Really?
Played by Marcia Strassman, who passed away in 2014. Later on, she said she didn't get along with Gabe Kaplan. She disliked being on the series.
Why?
I don't know.
Very popular.
But he seemed kind of greasy to me, Gabe Kaplan. I think maybe. He's a professional poker player now. Something like
I've
that.
Heard that, yes.
Yeah. Here's your fourth one. On Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Pyle!
What was Gomer's rank?
Come on. Come on!
Okay, good.
He was private.
Pyle!
He was PFC, private first class. Very good. And there you go, the Trivial Pursuit TV Trivia question!
He never rose above that rank.
No, he didn't. I know of. Now, looking back, so was our little Easter thing too much?
Too much?
About
Atlantic City?
No. Okay. Take all that out. Can we start this whole thing over? We can?
Sure.
You want to?
If you want.
Take all that out. Celebrity rant now, where listeners select famous people they can't stand. Go to radioactiverant.com, click on the contact page, message up.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Celebrity rant.
Last time it was a good one.
It was a great one.
You really liked the last one.
All right. So the listeners, they tell us who they don't like.
Yeah.
And we picked Lyle from Emmett, Idaho. Idaho. Fuck me.
Idaho.
I don't know. It's Idaho. Jennifer Lopez. He doesn't like.
Oh.
J-Lo.
Really?
Jenny from the block.
Yes.
Or as I like to call her, Senorita Shitlips.
Wow.
So he says Jennifer Lopez seems stuck up and full of herself.
Seems.
That's the same thing, dude. Anyway, he goes on to say... She looks fake and acts fake, and apparently most of her movies, she's the producer, so I guess that's how they get made.
Oh.
That's what he has to say. Yeah.
Really? I did not know that.
So Jenny from the block has sure been around the block, if you ask me.
Yeah. Ask Ben.
Yeah, a lot
Tacos
of dudes
for my Benny.
Have plowed through that one.
Ooh.
She don't walk right no more.
Oh, God.
Come burping gutter slut. Now, here's my problem.
What's your problem?
She has a screeching speaking voice.
Yeah.
And even worse, singing voice. But I know she thanks God for auto-tune.
Absolutely.
But it is amazing what they pawn off as attractive these days.
These days?
What a scrag.
I remember her. No, actually, I don't remember her. But she was on...
The Fly Girls?
Yes.
Yeah, she was a dancer on that show. What was it called?
Living Color.
In Living Color.
I freaking love that show.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently she was one of the backup dancers.
I don't remember. I have never been a fan of that anal leaking muff cabbage. It seems like every time I turn on a television, there she is.
How?
I don't know. I've taken shits. I want to see more than her. And
right.
That is celebrity rants. Yeah, I'm not a fan of hers at all.
Well, she's
she's everywhere. She I hate annoying. It. I hate
well, how is she still relevant?
I don't know.
Is she? Is she on that thing, The Voice, or one
oh,
of
yeah,
those
she's
things?
On American
Idol.
Ugh. Who cares? Okay. Hey, listener rant, where our listeners send in things that offend them.
Yeah.
Go to radioactiverant.com, click on listener rant, see what people hate. And on the contact page, you can message us with what bugs you, and maybe we'll read it on the podcast. Here's a few things our listeners can't stand. Ron, Livermore, California. He doesn't like when the DVR cuts off the ending of his favorite TV show because it ran a few minutes over. Wow, what a tragedy.
DVR?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, theirs are still around.
Wow.
How is he able to go on?
Yes.
That's a tragedy, isn't it? Skip, Batesville, Arkansas.
Skip!
He doesn't like when my wife catches me looking at another woman.
That's could be bad, yeah.
Well, are you checking her out or simply looking at her? There's a big difference.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got to be quick.
Oh, do you? I have a remedy. Dump your wife, then it won't matter.
Yeah. It's like, what did Seinfeld say? It's like looking into the sun.
Oh, yeah. That was a creepy episode.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Bonnie Slidell, Louisiana.
Slidell.
She does not like trying to find a decent doctor. That's hard. I need to change doctors myself. You know, I have a doctor who asked me how to spell WebMD. That's a concern. Da-da-da. But, you know, finding a quality doctor in Louisiana.
Oh, all right. There we go.
That ain't going to be easy. Like, bunch of quacks.
When's he going to get to the thing about the stuff?
Yeah. Just don't get sick in Louisiana. It's hard, not hard to get sick. Good night, everybody.
Oh,
hi-yo.
Hi-yo.
Joel, Crestview, Florida. He doesn't like when there's nothing good to eat in the house.
No shit.
That is the worst. Yeah,
I don't like that, and I don't like it when there's nothing to watch in the house.
Too. Exactly. And I don't like Slidell, Louisiana. Adam, Chambersburg. No offense, Bonnie. I hate all of Louisiana.
This is true.
Adam, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. He doesn't like people who don't give others the benefit of the doubt. Well, why the hell would you want to do that?
Yeah.
That is so
this is America.
Stupid. You are dumb, Adam.
Come on.
And that's Listener Rant. And thank God this travesty is over.
Oh.
So I'm not sure how this one's going to land. and I'm not really.
I like it.
It's good. Wait, we just went through a whole thing.
We did.
About starting it all over.
We did?
And then you just. Yeah. And then you just. Okay, hey. It's time to go.
Is it already time?
Yippee!
Yeah.
Have a good one.
All right. See you guys later.
Lights.
Bye.
Out.
You just heard the Radioactive Rant podcast with Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain. Find out more at RadioactiveRant.com. I'm Doc Holliday for Radioactive Rant.